I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the freshest and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold. Not for $1 million will I sell my soul. Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3&D, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio, and anywhere else that you find your podcast. Guys, this is the, 11th episode? 11th episode of the 3&D Signs in Sports Podcast interview episode series. And today, guys, we have a friend of the show. We have our favorite MMA fighter right now. We have Mr. Reese Cornfed Forrest. Reese, what's up? Welcome back to the podcast for the second time.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm glad to be back.
It's going to be a good time. The first time was a good time. We actually got better quality for you guys. Last time, Reese, I didn't want to give him the other mic because I didn't think he deserved it yet. So we got better quality. Shout out my dog. We got better quality now, so we're going to get into this and we're just going to have a fun conversation and just, you know, enjoy our time here.
I'm down with that.
Let's get it. The first question that I have, bro, is, first of all, how are you? How's everything going mentally, physically, emotionally, you know, how's the family?
Matter of fact, I'm good, man. Like everything's been, after the last fight, when I fought Ballman, shit just kind of went back to resting, dude. It was one of those things. I had a big cut over my eye. I mean, I'm pretty sure people that tuned in saw that fight didn't go my way. So I apologize to y'all for that. But I mean, it's a combat sport. It's anything can happen. But just went back to training. Just getting back on that horse and riding again, man. Now we got another fight coming up, and let's just see what happens on this one.
So, first of all, thank God for another opportunity to create another podcast to sit here and have this conversation. My first question for you, Reese, is who are you fighting? Where is the fight? And talk about, who are you fighting and where is the fight?
Well, I'm going to be fighting a guy at a San Antonio. His name is Colton Herrera. He's about a 6'2", 6'3". Opponent. He's gonna be a little bit taller than I am. From the videos and stuff that I've seen, he looks scrappy. He looks very scrappy. And the team out of Ohana there in San Antonio, man, they're known to throw down, bro. They're a good team.
Okay, shout out.
It's gonna be in Edinburgh.
Edinburgh,
at the Bird Ogden Arena again.
Same place. Everybody, if you showed up last time, show up again. If you didn't show up last time, show up this time. I want to go.
You should.
I want to show up.
You should go.
A post fight interview would be cool. Dude, you know what I'm saying?
You should totally do that because that'd be kind of awesome. You could do a podcast right after the fight.
Yep.
That sounds cool. Maybe the crowd might be too loud.
Part 3 of the Reese Cornfed Forrest interview episode series, it would be part 3. It would be the post fight.
I would be honored if you did that.
That'd be cool. We'll consider it.
I'm down.
We'll see if we can make room in our busy schedule.
I'm down, bro.
So the next thing I want to talk about is you broke the news on the last episode that we did together. You talked about your 3-fight contract. About your 3-fight contract and the details about that right now.
Well, when I originally signed it, it was a 4-fight, and the first fight of that 4-fight was when I fought Ballman. My promoter, shout out to Joel Ballman for the ass whooping he gave me last fight. But now, if y'all don't know, man, Joel's good people, man. Joel's he's very humble, very down to earth. I've talked to him more on the phone than I have with anyone else over the, you know, any course of my career as a fighter.
Really?
Me and that dude have become like super close, man. Like he's very humble.
Genuine.
He's a genuine person, but he's very humble.
Very good person.
He may come out loud on the microphone, but that dude behind the scenes, bro, he's got such an amazingly great heart, bro. That dude's just real down to earth, real, he's a genuine person, bro. Genuine.
And shout out to Fight For You. I think that's his NFT.
That's his, right? NFT. Yeah.
Shout out to Fight For You and AmICanceledYet.com as well. You guys go check those things out. Shout out to Joel King Val Bauman. As you guys know, we had him on the podcast. We had him on an interview. He actually held the record. I don't know if you know this, Reese. He actually held the record on our podcast for the longest podcast episode we had ever done. Yeah, it was an hour and 16 minutes.
I'm going to have to beat that. I'm going to have to win something, damn it.
We could definitely make that happen. He held it, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, the mock draft episode with Coastal Card Game Shop and Notorious Streams, that one I think reached 120 or 118. 118. So we're gonna have to be here.
I'm gonna have to be here for a while then.
You might want to let everybody know at home. Tell them it's gonna be a late night in the office. This one's a little more chill. This one's a little less business, a little less, you know what I mean? We kind of just want to have a conversation and just have a good time, you know? Like we said, this platform is your home, so it's not going to be the last time that you will be on here. You know what I'm saying?
It shouldn't be, because like I said, we still got three more fights on this contract, and this will be the one of the three. So I'm fighting Colton. And I'll be fighting him at 205 pounds. This should be my last fight at 205. My coach Jeff, me and him have been talking. We were gonna drop down to 185. We're gonna go ahead and start that after this fight. But it's because, you know, some setbacks, some other things that had happened. Just something that we had to kind of hold off on the 185 journey yet.
Okay. Setbacks, like, you want to go a little bit further into detail about that?
Well, yeah, man. So what happened was I was actually training with I was training and some stuff happened. I mean, I don't want to beat around the bush, but I kind of got hurt at work, kind of injured my shoulder at work. And then, like, the following day, I caught a check knee from one of my coaches, Coach Frank. Shout out to Coach Frank at Blood Pack MMA, bro. He's a legend in the valley, bro. And Coach Frank, he hit me with a check knee, completely unintentional, bro. Like no malice or anything behind it.
Of course,
it was just one of those things that just, he check kneed me and it fractured my rib. So I was pretty much sidelined for about five, almost 6 weeks. On the advice of my other coach, Coach Abram, who's also a Muay Thai god, but Coach Abram, he's the one that's been kind of telling me to take it slow, and he's been talking to Coach Jeff about, you know, my injuries and stuff, and just making sure that I don't overtrain to the point where I re-injure it, because I mean, it's cool because my team really, really takes care of me and takes care of my well-being, bro. It's pretty awesome to be around.
That's good, dude. I mean, a good strong support system is important as anything, you know what I'm saying? The question that I did have about what you said is, would you have been training if you didn't get hurt for those 5-6 weeks?
Yeah, if I hadn't have gotten hurt, we would have been dropping to 185.
Oh, okay. So it's because of the injury.
Yeah, it was the injury that set everything back, and it was just, you know, I haven't really talked about it and didn't want anyone to know that I had a weakness, but you know,
hey,
can't always be Superman, you know.
I was going to say, I mean, heart over everything at the end of the day. I mean, if you could take a beating, you can come out the other side.
Yes.
And hopefully with that hand raise, because that's what we're hoping for. That's what the entire community will be tuning in for. Guys, make sure to tune in on
October 30th.
On October 30th, Fury FC UFC Fight Pass.
Yes, sir.
Exactly how we did it last time, guys. Everybody that tuned in, exactly how we did it. Just one more time, bring 4 or 5 other people with you. Tell 4 or 5 other people about it. If you show up, bring 4 or 5 people with you. You know what I'm saying? What I do want to talk about, Reese, is before we get into let's talk about sponsorships. Let's talk about sponsorships. Right now, who are your sponsors, and what is your sponsorship method going into this fight? What are you looking for?
Well,
talk a little bit about it.
Well, at the beginning of this, like, we didn't really have anything lined up, because I wasn't too sure that we would be fighting. I was my coach had told me basically we were going to, I guess, wait and see what happened with, you know, until all the injuries got cleared up. And yeah, the only sponsors I have right now, I have my buddy, his name's Joey Perez, and his company is called Iconic Meals, and he has a couple of really, really good meal plans that he's actually set me on for me to make weight. And he's trying to expand his business and trying to make it bigger because it's just him and his wife.
Okay.
So as of right now, he's the only sponsor I have.
Okay.
So that's something that we might have to talk about later, because I'm going to be looking for sponsors.
Okay, that's just what I was going to ask you.
It's going to be short notice.
That's just what I was going to ask you. I don't know if you want to give a quick, you know, tell everybody about if you need sponsors, you know. I don't know if you have prices or anything you want to talk about.
Well, there is prices. My manager, Sergio Chavez, he's the one that goes over all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Sergio can be reached on my fighter page. Like, if you just go to the Reese Cornfed Forest Facebook page, and you message there, my manager Sergio will look into it and get everything lined up as far as what package deal you want to do, because we do offer packages to get you like on the fight shirt, get you on the fight shorts, get you on the banner. It's different prices for different things, but just
do you want to talk about the prices? Just so
you
don't know them?
I don't know them, bro.
Okay, that's cool.
I really don't venture too far into that.
The numbers.
The numbers thing, because it's more of like I'm just training. I just do the fighting. Focus. And my manager handles all of that.
Bro. Of course. Okay. Well, if you do want to give me the pricing, let me know and I will make an ad spot on the podcast, and you know, I'll run those numbers, and I don't know who's going to listen. I don't know who listens to begin with, but you know, if one person, two people, three people hear it and they're like, hey, I got you, da da da, whatever. As you know, we want to help you. We want to be sponsors. We want to do our part in helping fund your fight camp, fund everything that you need or whatever. So one idea that I did have was, I actually had this idea last time, but it came to me a little bit too late. In the process of putting together your marketing campaign, I want to create a t-shirt. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I want to make the t-shirt that I made you the last time, the limited edition. I don't know if I want to bring that design back or if I just want to create something brand new. But guys, everybody that's listening there, what I want to do is I want to create Team Cornfed shirts, and all proceeds from the shirt will go to, you know, sponsoring your fight camp however we can. We make $50, we make $50. If we make,
hey, any, who knows? Any little bit helps, bro. You know, that's what I'm saying? I've always looked at it. It's for the sponsorships. For me, it's just the back and forth traveling, back and forth going to training, and you know, I gotta be there for a couple of days at a time. Not to mention I still got a full-time job, so it's just, you know, those in-betweens of me having to go, you know, stay at my coach's house or stay somewhere else just to try to help out as much as I can.
Yeah, so you can do your proper training and everything like that. Like I said, I don't know how much what we plan on doing will help, but I mean, we'll be in touch with you every step of the way, and we'll do what we can, you know what I'm
like,
saying?
So, like I said, though, anything helps, man. Anything.
Yeah, for sure. So everybody out there, you heard it here. Anything helps. Donations to the Reese, the team Reese Cornfed Forest funds, fight camp funds, can be made to our official Cash App. Just put in the note. It's for Cornfed. Put a corn emoji something. It is $RealDeal0423, and I will have the funds transferred to Reese Cornfed Forest, and you know, you guys can help him that way. We're not too savvy on the whole, like, you know, we're just starting, so we're trying to figure it out. But guys, like I said, just drop a corn emoji, send the donation, and we will have it sent to Team Cornfed Forest. I'll even send y'all screenshots or receipts if y'all need me to. So let's move on to the next thing. Like I said, t-shirts, guys, we will be letting y'all guys know. They will probably be about $40, $40 t-shirts. They're gonna be nice t-shirts. They're gonna be, you know, well printed, good quality. And like I said, it's to help fund the fight camp for the local boy, the hometown kid, Reese Cornfed Forrest. So, yeah, we can do that.
As a matter of fact, I don't know if I told you, but my best friend, Josh Martin, okay. He goes by the name King Nothing with his rap name.
Shout out
to King Nothing. He is actually in the process of making me like a personalized logo. So nice. He's coming up with like an idea for, I guess, for me to put on my banner and my fight shirts and all that. So
that's cool.
He's got an idea coming up. So hopefully we'll have something here within the next couple of days where he can, you know, send me that logo and we can start working on something.
For
with
sure.
That.
Just shoot it to me if you want me to put it on the shirts, because we can make multiple too. You know, we can make like a couple designs or something like that. Like. And guys, whatever you guys want to do,
we're also gonna do the fight shirts too, because that's something we do every camp. Like for my walkout shirts,
sell them.
Yeah, we're also gonna be doing.
Oh, okay.
Walkout shirts.
There you go. We'll have one limited edition, and we'll have the fighter walkout shirts that Reese Cornfed Forrest will be selling. And like I said, you guys buy both of them, buy one of them. You know, pick your favorite. It doesn't matter.
Anything helps.
Anything helps, baby. So, we talked about the sponsorships. As I said, I want to talk about how's your weight, how's your cut doing, how's everything going?
Honestly, this cut's going a lot better than last one, bro.
I bet it was.
The last cut was 7 weeks, 75 pounds. I was supposed to drop 76 pounds. I only dropped 75. I missed weight by a pound. It was very, very heartbreaking because, dude, I'm a professional and I hate missing weight. And a lot of people don't understand that I was on the couch for like 2 years, dude. I was on the couch for like 2 years after my fight before Ballman. I had fought Jimmy Lugo. And, dude, I was on the couch for 2 years when the promoter, Eric had called me and he was like, hey, you want to fight this guy? I was like, hell, I'm fat, but I'll give it a shot, bro. And, dude, props to Joel for just accepting the fight, man. Even though I came in overweight, man, he was hungry for a fight, man. And it was, hopefully this fight I'll perform a little better, because, missing weight was very unprofessional, and that's just something I don't live by. And now I can actually concentrate more on the fight camp and not so much the weight cut, if that makes sense. Cause last fight, it was all about the weight cut.
All weight cut.
Yeah.
And guys, if you remember, www.dayonevibes.com did multiple stories on your last fight and on your last everything that led up to the fight. There was a poll that came out. There was the weight cut that everybody talked about after the fight. Your nickname was actually dubbed, I don't know if you remember, the best nickname in the MMA today.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you watch the fight back?
Yeah, I watched it back, man.
How was that? How is, like, you know, it, what did you see? Obviously, we all know the weight cut. Everything was focused on the weight cut. But what did you see when you watched it, and how do you feel going into this next one?
Well, what I saw, man, my timing was off. And a lot of people that don't know fighting, Joel had a very awkward style, which is perfect for MMA. Not to mention that he had very long arms and very long legs. And dude, he was teep kicking my stomach. I'm trying not to cuss there, but he kicked me quite a few times in the stomach, man. And his timing was very unorthodox. He didn't really set a rhythm as far as like most people do. Like, most people get into a rhythm where, like, you know, 1-2-1-2, 1-2-1-2-3, you know, like the combos and stuff. Joel just kind of just went at his own different pace, if that makes sense. Like, he would set a tempo and then break his own tempo that he just set. So he did real good on keeping me like off balance. As far as my cardio, I felt good. I didn't feel bad. And watching the fight back, I mean, there's some things that I did good. I mean, yeah, I'd say there were some things that I did good. But, you know, timing and making mistakes at bad times, it's never a good combination in the fight game, bro.
Yeah.
So, all I can do is learn from it, move forward, and let's go.
So those mistakes and that bad timing, was that due to the lack of being able to, not being able to focus on actual training and it being all about the weight cut?
Well, I can't blame it all on the weight cut because my coach, I mean, my coach has put a lot of time into me.
Mm-hmm.
That was just, you know, me.
Took a lot out of you.
Yeah, it took a lot out of me. And it was not me not paying attention to my coaches when they're making callouts like I should.
Okay.
So they would say it, and instead of reacting, I thought about it. You can't do that. When you got Coach Fong, Jeff Fong, when he's making shout-outs to me on the sideline, him and Coach Eli, they were yelling at me, and I'm just not doing what they're saying. That's called, and pardon my French, but that's called being a dumbass. You're not listening to your coaches. That was my fault. That's something that I have to kind of eat, and that's on me. You know what I'm saying?
Accountability is important, you know? Well, self-accountability. You take it, and you learn from it, and you apply it to the next apply what you learned to the next fight.
Yeah.
Is that what you plan on doing?
That's exactly what I plan on doing, man. Actually, I've been trying to get better at listening to the call-outs because, you know, the gyms are loud. You got music blasting. You got all this stuff. And then you got coaches making call-outs, which kind of helps simulate, like, crowd noise.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been working on it, and I feel like I'm getting better, you know, hearing the call-outs and hearing the voice through the noise, if that makes sense.
Okay. Okay. That's cool. Who is training you? You have the same trainers from your last fight camp?
Yes, sir. I'm still
training. Go ahead and shout them out again.
That's Coach Jeff Fong.
Shout out.
Hey, dude, Coach Fong's badass, bro. And I started I started recently training out of Sotex BJJ, bro.
Okay.
Now, that's with Professor Vic. Dude, Professor Vic is super cool, bro. He has, you know, showed, I've been going to, like, I've gone to, like, one of his jiu-jitsu classes, and I've gone to his open mat multiple times. That dude is, you know, he's super awesome. And I would highly recommend that if anyone in the Valley wants to go do jiu-jitsu, y'all should check out Sotex, man. Sotex is a good place to learn. It's a great environment. It's Coach Vic with his wife. They run the show there. And dude, you know what? He's awesome. I got nothing but love for that team. I haven't made it back to Coach Frank's yet because after the rib injury, work hasn't given me a Thursday off. So his sparring days are on Thursdays, man, and that's the days that I usually win over there. So Frank, I still love you, so don't get mad at me. Don't hurt my rib again.
please, we got to get him to the next fight. So as you were watching your fight back, because I watched it live, mm-hmm. I watched it on UFC Fight Pass. We had a little technical difficulties at the beginning. Thought I was gonna miss it. I was like, man, this is gonna be the worst. But I know when I saw you walk out of there, especially on such a professional broadcast, it filled my heart with optimism. It filled my heart with hope, and I honestly thought that you were going to go in there and you know, create that upset, you know, create that historic moment. That being said, I feel like if it did that to me, I can only imagine the young kids who are being inspired by what it is that you're doing. You know, I know you don't like to put yourself out there, but I do want to tip my hat to you, my backwards cap.
Appreciate it.
And let you know that what you're doing is impressive. You know, obviously, you know how I feel about it. You know what I'm saying? I'm always in your DMs talking about, go ahead, champ. Hey, because one day that's the goal.
My goal right now is let me win one fight.
Let me get back on
a winning streak here. Let me get a couple of fights under my belt, couple of wins, and then who knows, man? Who knows what the promoters might throw at me? Maybe Eric might see that, you know, maybe I'm performing better at 185. Who knows? Maybe a title fight somewhere down the line.
That'd be cool.
Who knows, man? Like I said, you can never look too far into the future because I got to go one fight at a time.
Of course.
That's something I've been, you know what's cool though?
What's up?
Dude, TJ started training with me. My oldest son started training with me. He's been going on Saturdays and he's been putting in work and he's getting better too.
Hey, shout out your son real quick. I don't know if you want to. Oh. If you don't want his name on the platform, you know what I'm saying?
Until he's old enough, bro. That's TJ.
Okay,
bro.
put TJ on because I feel like obviously this platform is gonna be for him too. Whenever he, you know, whatever he does. So we're going to be following him as well. So people are going to get to hear about him eventually, but put him on right now. This isn't be the first time that anybody hears his name before he actually comes on here.
He's in eighth grade right now, dude. He's been doing pretty good. He's starting to come to his own in football. And that's the season we're in right now. Baseball. That's his bag, bro.
Baseball.
Yeah, just like the way RM3, bro. RM3 is football. That kid's an animal, bro.
You want to talk about RM3 real quick?
That kid, bro, I've been knowing him for a while, bro. Yeah. And I got nothing but mad respect for that kid because, dude, I've never seen somebody with that amount of work ethic at that such young of an age.
We just had an interview with him and to hear him talk about the work that it takes, the dedication, and bro, also maintaining his grades.
Since he was a child.
A baby. Like, the helmets wouldn't even fit him.
Like, I think when he was born, his dad gave him a football helmet or something because this kid is, dude, he's something else, bro. I'm very interested because right now, hey, bro, the foul jerseys are 4-0.
Shout out
to the foul jerseys,
at
bro.
At this point, they are 4-0. By the time you guys hear this, hopefully they're still undefeated. Hopefully they're still undefeated because they'll be in district by the time you guys hear this.
But so. here's something that a lot of people don't know, man. RM3 wouldn't be as good as he is if he didn't have an offensive line. His line is blocking like crazy. Let's go. Bro.
Shout out to the O line, baby.
Let's go. Hey, bro, O lines never get enough credit, dude.
He was showing them up.
I'll be honest. He's an amazing running back.
Yes,
he is. But, bro, he's got a good line. And this is the first time, because I remember I played football. Let's not get into that. But
hey, we had a good line. I don't know.
We averaged
6 foot all the way
across. My junior year.
Shout out Bobby Garza, Bobby Pulido.
Well, all I'm going to say is my junior year, we went 0-10. That's no wins and 10 losses, bro.
That streak. Let's talk about that streak a little bit. Let's get out of fighting for real quick. We'll come right back. Let's talk about the streak. I should have asked Randy about that one.
What streak?
You know what streak I'm talking about.
I don't know.
I don't even remember what it was. Like, how long was it? Was it like, what, 8 years?
That we didn't win
anything?
That
nobody won anything? And then, hey, I'm not saying what years it was. I'm just saying it was a big span.
All I'm saying is
I know I wasn't a part of it.
Yeah, I know. I just know that my junior year, bro, we had a stacked team, and, dude, we couldn't win a game, bro.
That's because when you were in high school, y'all had good players, right?
Dude, we did.
Right?
It's just that. It was so easy to figure out what we were going to do. It was, hey, we're going to run the ball to the right side.
Coaching, right?
We're going to run the ball to the left side.
It's
we're going to run the ball
coaching.
To the right side.
Sorry to all the past coaches are catching shots right now. But the new coach that is here now, he seems to have a grasp on football.
The new AD?
The AD.
Ruben, right?
Yeah. Like, he can call plays. He can adjust to defenses.
He looks like he knows what he's doing.
He's got them throwing the ball.
I mean, bro, we're 4-0.
And it's impressive 4-0.
Yeah, it's not like a 4-0. Like,
it's not we played all four Monte Altos or like Progreso or something like that like we used to do.
Yeah, we're playing.
Don't get me wrong. When I was a senior, hey, we were on Channel 3. People thought we were going to make a run to the playoffs. And then we just, I don't know what happened. We won like one game in district. It was upsetting. But hey, anyways, let's shout out to RM3. Shout out to AD Garcia. Shout out to the Falfurrias football jerseys. Shout out to Jersey Nation.
Jersey Nation, bro.
Jersey Nation. They've been showing up.
We live here. We love here, bro. That's how we do it.
Amen. I like that. We live here. We love here. I'm about to incorporate that somehow.
You love my sayings, bro. It's just because I'm a white hillbilly. And you love it when I say stupid things.
So am I deep down. I'm just brown on the outside. So yeah, let's like I said, shout out. Hopefully by the time everybody hears this, they pulled off that game in San Antonio. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take it into a break.
Go for it.
Yeah, I'm going to take this thing into a break, guys. And when we come back, we will record the other half of this episode. And, you know, we'll be right back with Reese Corn Fed Forest. Are you craving something sweet? Do you love dessert? Are you tired? Do you not want to drive anywhere? Do you like delivery? Do you like delivered baked goods to your door? It's the future, ladies and gentlemen. We gotta get with the times and we gotta get with the efforts. Catering with Grace, baked goods, delivery, and more is offering that service to you today. Call the number 361-474-3050 and inquire about information to get your graduation catered, to get your wedding catered, to get your birthday catered, to get your niece's quinceañera catered, to get your Saturday night party catered, get your Super Bowl party catered, get your Sunday game day catered. We can do it all. They can do it all. Catering with Grace, 474-3050. That is 361-474-3050. All right, guys, we are back. This is episode 11 of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast interview episode series, and we are still here with Reese Cornfed Forest. What's up, Reese? How you feeling?
Feeling good, man.
You still feeling still good, feeling baby? Good. Let's go. Guys, we appreciate y'all sticking through with that ad. It is going to be the last ad that we do for the entire episode until the very end, obviously, what we do. But my next question for you, Reese, to start it all off is what type of music do you listen to before you head into the cage? And do you have a favorite song?
Ooh, that's a loaded question.
Let's go. Well, talk about
because
it.
We got time. I don't really have like a favorite song that I listen to. I listen to rock.
Give me your playlist. You got your playlist? You got it on you?
I got one on my phone.
Pull that out right now because, hey, we got, 40 minutes, 50 minutes? Man, Cass is not going to be happy.
No, she won't.
We got about 40 minutes to try to break that record. We'll see if we can.
So, my playlist right now, let's see.
Tell everybody about it. What does Reese Cornfed Forest listen to while he's training, while he day of the fight, whatever you want to talk about?
So right now, here's the first couple on my playlist.
No judging.
A Day to Remember, A Plot to Bomb the Panhandle. I got Stone Sour Tired, Parkway Drive Vice Grip, Stone Sour Inhale. All That Remains, This Calling, Falling in Reverse, Rolling Stone, The Amity Affliction, Open Letter, Falling in Reverse, Popular Monster, Lansdowne, Conquer Them All, Smile, Empty Soul, which is an old school band, Silhouettes, Another Day to Remember, Element 80, Avenged Sevenfold, Bring Me the Horizon, Spine Shank, Asking Alexandria, Hollywood Undead, Escape the Fate,
Prevail. Hollywood Undead is dope. them I do know.
highly Suspect, Soilwork, Mudvayne. I mean, that's kind of the music I listen to, man. Yeah. Metallica, Bad Flower. So Machine Head, that's a banger. Machine Head. Okay. The Darkness Within.
So that being said, I guess like a cool thing that we could do is like we'll just compare. You know what I'm saying? Not compare, but like you just gave your playlist. Okay. I'll give you my workout playlist. You know what I'm saying? Things that I listen to. I'm more of a rap guy.
Of course.
Obviously, you know. So my But I also like things like Billy Joel. Oof. I got Billy Joel in my
Piano
playlist.
Piano Man, bro.
Yes, sir.
I'm a classics guy,
yes,
too, bro.
Yes, sir. Rocket Man.
That's Elton John,
That's
bro.
Elton, but Elton's in my playlist, too.
Elton John.
Elton's
okay.
in my playlist, too. So I got Vienna by Billy Joel. I got, Keep It 1000 by Chach with the Heat, Tone G, JB, Rilo, D.I.G., The Realest Underground Entertainment, of course. We keep ourselves loaded up.
Of course.
I'm not gonna lie, I do got some Justin Bieber in my playlist too.
Well, we might agree to disagree on that one, bro.
Hey, we could do that, but I keep some Bieber on my playlist here.
I'll be the first one to tell you. I got Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, Boys to Men. Hey, I got some bangers on my phone too, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Bangers. Okay, well that's not all I have. I have Papa Roach, Born for Greatness. Obviously myself, my biggest track to date and the song that I'm most proud of, Mr. Nice Guy, is on my playlist. Anytime it comes up I can't skip it.
Mr. Nice Guy?
Mr. Nice Guy.
I like that.
You've never heard it?
I've never heard it.
Really?
No, because you always send me songs and it's like, well, what's the name of this title? And then you never reply back.
That's true. So what I'm going to do for Reese Forrest real quick is, guys, we're going to play a little piece of Mr. Nice Guy just so that way he can hear it, and we'll get right back to the interview.
That's almost like the Killers' Mr. Brightside, bro.
Mr. Brightside, Mr. Nice Guy, here we go. Drink spilling on the counter with the marble finish. I don't even know that face she made, but girl, I'm with it. Talking crazy, wanna take me home, I'm too expensive. What you think? Get my keys, dog, we can get it. Champagne celebration, see the lights. Can't even lie, I'm still tripping, what happened last night, ha? You falling everywhere, baby, you ain't lit. You been sipping, you slipping your section over there. Champagne celebration, see the lights. Can't even lie, she addicted to what the fast life might bring. The clothes and all the finer things. Shit, you can have it, baby, come with me. That was Mr. Nice Guy. What do you think?
Bro, honestly, I don't really listen to rap music, but that was good.
Hey, there we go.
Hey, bro, because, like, to me, the best rapper I've ever heard is my best friend, Josh.
Shout out.
King Nothing, bro.
Shout out,
King Nothing.
That
dude has some songs on Spotify and some songs on other places. That dude raps his ass off.
You guys go check out King Nothing.
Yeah, King Nothing.
King Nothing on Spotify.
But dude, that your music is really good too, man.
I appreciate it.
And like I said, I'm not a real big rap guy, but dude, that's awesome to hear, because I know you send me all your clips, but you never tell me, hey, this is the name of the song.
Yeah,
Josh sends me all, or excuse me, King Nothing.
King Nothing.
Can't call them by their government name, bro. King Nothing sends me, stuff through Messenger, bro. And dude, his stuff is like really, really good. I don't know if you've ever heard him.
I have heard him.
Dude,
yeah.
He
can rap his.
Yeah, he's a good rapper, bro.
Yeah, he is, but dude. And I would love to do a song with him because he is like an OG of the rap game. That'd be awesome.
Because, dude,
you should link us up.
King Nothing.
King Nothing.
Can't say Josh.
Hit me up. Let me know.
But
D.I.G.
But hey, dude, he's been around for a while, bro. You got to remember, we grew up, we've been best friends since kindergarten, and this dude has been rapping since we were like in junior high. And dude, he comes hard, bro. I always tell him, dude, like, because I hear all these other rappers and like, and I don't know what they're saying, and with what you were playing right now, Mr. Nice Guy, I can hear what you're saying.
Yes, sir.
And Josh is King Nothing is the same King way. Dude, I'm always gonna call him Josh. Sorry, Josh.
Shout out King Nothing. Hey, King Nothing. Everybody go check out King Nothing on Spotify. And King Nothing, either get at Reese will get at me, or get at me directly, Design Individually Gifted on Facebook. I think we're friends on Facebook, but let me know, bro. Let's make a classic. Let's make a banger. Let's make a couple of them.
Hey, mix the old school with the new school, man.
Let's go.
I think that'd be, and not only that, it's be good. That'd be a great song, dude.
It would be. That's what I'm saying. I love people who can rap and who have substance, dude. And that's what I know he does. He has punchlines and he has substance. So I can't wait to hear it.
Once we get off this, I'll show you some of the songs he sent me.
Oh,
and dude, it's Bro, it's scary how good this dude is, bro.
He
doesn't get enough credit.
I was going to say that I do know. That I do know and that I have heard from him when I do hear his music. It's like, man, this dude always just comes.
But he doesn't get enough credit, dude.
I don't ever see his music be posted. Does he post music still?
He does.
Maybe I don't follow him on Facebook.
He does, but I'm not sure where he posted, because I don't think he posted on Facebook. I think it's just mostly Spotify.
Okay, so he just uploads it?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
But,
okay.
Dude, he's good. He just needs to get the recognition.
Like, man. I said, guys, go check him out. King Nothing, Spotify. I assume Apple Music as well.
I have no clue.
I think so. Okay, so what we're going to do, actually, let me go back to my playlist real quick, because I'm not going to just
go
off like everybody's just going to think I have nothing but Justin Bieber and myself on my...
Justin Bieber.
I got Dizzy Wright. I don't think you know who Dizzy... No, Dizzy Wright. I know some people out there. I listen to a lot of underground music, dude. Like, that's the thing about me is everybody's like, what kind of music do you like? I'm like, not what you like, probably.
Well,
you know, like, what I'm saying? I need to hear a message, man. I have to.
Back then, like, old school rap, and I'm not, like I said, I used to listen to old school rap, like, you know, Tupac, Biggie.
Yeah, of course.
N.W.A., all the old school. And the only, like, I guess he'd be newer was, like, Papoose, bro. Papoose was really good. I don't even know if you've heard of him.
I've heard the name. I never heard the music, though.
How about Lil Dicky?
Of course.
Lil Dicky's a legend, bro. You ever heard The Antagonist?
I've heard Russell Westbrook on a farm.
Go listen to The Antagonist.
And I've heard Professional Rapper.
Go listen to Antagonist.
Really?
Bro. It'll blow your mind.
Okay. And I've heard Freaky Friday with Chris Brown.
Yeah. All his popular ones.
Yeah.
But dude, just if you get a chance, go listen to The Antagonist.
Really?
Dude, that song is fire, bro.
Okay, we'll have to check it out. If anything, send me a link one time.
I will.
MGK, Rilo. I got Rilo on there. J. Cole. J. Cole's really the main one. J. Cole?
Yeah, I've heard
him. Okay, J. Cole, Logic, you know, just basically Tory Lanez.
Eminem.
I actually don't have Eminem on my playlist. Yeah. It's weird, but it's weird how, because I'm always having to, like, re-back up my phone and stuff, so I lose a lot of my music, and I can't keep all of my music. It's like, so it's really only stuff I buy, and I only buy stuff that I hear mainstream, so it's like,
I get you.
Now my phone's, like, all mainstream stuff, and I'm like, I gotta put my, stuff in there. But, no, let's keep it moving. If you had, so you said you like rap, you like rock music.
Yeah, I'm a rock.
That's your preference?
Yeah.
Okay, like I said, I'm more of a rap guy. I like you like country music?
Yeah, some of it. It's not too bad. I mean,
I feel like nobody really likes country music.
Well,
I like country music.
Some people.
George Strait.
George Strait's good.
George Strait's the king.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
I feel like you gave me a look now. Like, if he's not the king.
Well, I mean,
is Michael Jackson the king of pop?
You don't want to know what he's the king of, bro.
What do you mean? No, I thought he was found innocent.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's what Chach with the Heat on what's it? Let's move that.
let's move
on.
Moving.
What do we
let's
get into? This is a free speech platform, but that's not what we're going to talk about right now. Reese Forrest, this podcast is moving forward. We will try to break the record, but we're trying to get it there.
We're going to get there someday.
We're going to get there
someday.
We got like 40 minutes, guys. But no, we asked you how you felt. We asked you how you've been. We asked about your family. We talked about your son. Talked about sponsorships. We talked about favorite music. Now I want to talk about your dream scenario for your career. Mm-hmm. What does that look like?
Dream scenario.
It could be as outlandish as you want it to be. It could be as basic as you want it to be. What is your ideal? What would make you say, I did it and I can retire now and I can just live off of whatever it is that I accomplished? What does that look like to you?
I've never thought of that. That's kind of a deep thought.
Let's get it. Let's return back to what everybody wants to hear.
Well,
3&D Signs and Sports Podcast.
Well, for me, like
interview episode series.
A dream scenario for me. I mean, it's just I just want to be a good influence on the younger generation, bro. Like, it's not too much of like, hey, let me win titles and hey, let me get my name, you know, get recognition. What I really would want is for people to think back and go, okay, so this guy from where beat who? And then when they say, oh, he's from Falfurrias, because I don't claim to, I don't fight out of Edinburgh. I don't fight out of McAllen. I don't fight out of Corpus. I don't fight out of Kingsville. I fight out of Falfurrias, Texas.
Tell him, baby. Tell him.
And when they announce it, the person like backstage will always be like, where's Falfurrias? I'm like, bro.
You'll find out.
It's a town of 6,000 people, and that's the town that I'm going to put on my back, and I'm going to ride it till the wheels fall off, bro.
Yes, sir.
It's that's the legacy I want to leave behind. I want FAL to be known not only as a sports community and baseball community. I want them to look back and go, man, we had a fighter out of there. You know, this guy whooped who that was in the UFC? This guy beat the number one contender in Texas. I want people to look back and be like, Falfurrias is known for butter, baseball, and fighting,
baby. And fighting, baby. I like that. Hey, shout out to Benny Dreams also, because it's a different kind of fighting. But it is. You want to meet Benny?
Yeah, I know he's.
We can arrange that.
Well, he's Isaac's little brother. I know. I've known
Isaac. Shout out Isaac Jacob. Shout out the Isaac Jacob band.
He's a great country music
artist. Isaac, if you ever want to get on the podcast, big dog. You know, I don't know if this is ever going to get to you, but if you ever want to get on the podcast, that'd be a great interview as well. We could play your music. We could have a fun time. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you could play something for us.
And you can come visit me.
And yeah, come visit Cornfed.
But, dude, I really want to meet Benny, dude, because, dude, he's ripping it up on the wrestling scene, bro.
He is tearing it up.
Dude, I've never met him.
No?
Like, I've never met him, not once in my
life. That surprises me.
And I want to meet him, dude. I think that, dude, seeing, like, his promotions and the stuff that you've told me about him and, like, pictures and all that, dude, seeing him wrestling it up, like, wrestling and tearing it up
on the
wrestling
scene.
Bro, I want to meet him. That's awesome, dude.
We can definitely arrange that. We can actually...
So if Benny Dreams is listening, I'd like to meet you, bro.
Benny Dreams, if you're listening, big dog.
I'm a fan.
You're a fan?
I'm a fan, bro.
I love Benny Dreams, dude. We were talking about good people earlier. It's another one of them, you know what I'm saying? And that being said, talking about good people, let's stay on that course. One thing that I've been working on, you were just talking about, the community, the future, the youth, the kids. Mm-hmm. I'm on that same, my mindset is similar, and you know that we talk, we have these conversations. One thing that, one of the sponsors for this show, after Catering with Grace, which, 361-474-3050, you guys let them know, Cheesecakes, 10-inch.
Talking about cheesecake.
Oh, I keep forgetting. The other sponsorship is FAL Texas. It's Future American Leaders of Texas. It's gonna be a young men's leadership program, or a youth program. I'm not really sure. I haven't decided. But my focus is on the young men in our community and establishing young men. I'm not perfect. But, you know, my dad raised me to try to make, like, raise me a good man. And I think I'm growing up and I want to, you know what I mean? I want to instill into the future generation as well.
Well, let me take a step back and throw something at you.
Let's go.
From being your coach when you were 11 years old, because I was your coach, you were 11. I don't know if you remember that.
I do remember that.
Okay. But watching you grow up and blossom into the young man you are now, bro, I'm super proud of you. For whatever that's worth, I'm proud of you.
I appreciate it, bro. I appreciate it. It means a lot, definitely. But yeah, like I said, Future American Leaders of Texas, it's just something, like you were talking about, putting Falfurrias on the map. Nobody knows what Falfurrias is. So when they hear about the Future American Leaders of Texas, the hashtag is FALTX. So it's FAL Texas. You know what I'm saying? So it's an easy way to get the name out there. And then everything else that we do, everything else you do, everything Benny does, RM3, it's all going to be bringing notoriety and recognition back to the community. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
That's why I love to do this platform, bro, because it gives people an opportunity to get inside the heads of the people that are making these moves. And it's like it's an episodic series where people can just hear future leaders of this country speak. And you know what I'm saying? And people that actually want to go make something happen rather than just kind of nothing's ever going to happen for me. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That's something that the kids can look forward to and start hopefully developing that mental capacity to push especially our community, push it forward.
Yeah.
Our community's behind the times right now.
Big very, time. Very. And that's what impressed me about RM3 is what I wanted to mention earlier was when I was talking to Rennie, what the main things he was talking about was academics, his grades. He even got on here and talked about his report card. He didn't have a grade lower than 98.
And that's you can ask my son. Ask TJ next time you see him. Bro, that's a standard in my house.
I like that.
You bring me anything less than a 90, everything's gone. Your PlayStation, your Xbox, whatever thing he's got in his room, cell phone, everything's gone, bro. And it's not gone for 3 weeks. It's gone for 6 weeks until those grades get back up. Because the most important thing to me is making sure you get your education before anything.
And that's what Rennie specifically wanted to come onto the podcast and talk about. He specifically addressed younger athletes and the importance and significance of getting your education, because not only the importance, but stressing as well that you're a student athlete.
Exactly.
And you're not an athlete student.
You're not an athlete student. You're a student athlete. Student comes first.
Yeah. And that was, like I said, it was impressive because it was like, this is a young man. Yeah, a young man. And I told him, I said, when I was in school, I was in a similar position as you as far as like, you know what I'm saying, being the captain of the team. I said, but I didn't handle it like you're handling it. I said, I was a kid. I said, my mindset was immature. I said, yeah, I was a good leader in the sense that I would lead by, my dad taught me the fundamentals. He taught me, you know what I mean, everything that I needed to do to excel at the sport that I was leading in. But Rennie really has a good head on his shoulders, and it gives me hope for the future.
He embodies,
you know,
a lot of the principles and, you know, that we look at as now that, you know, we're older now, but he embodies a lot of that, man. This kid, Rennie, every time I see him, he comes up to me, "Hey, sir, how you doing?" And it's not like, "Hey, bro, hey,
yeah,
what's up, Reese?" It's like, "Hey, sir, how you doing?"
Yes, bro, sir.
Very respectful. Yes, sir. No, sir, dude. And that's something that's really impressed me with him.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, dude, I'm a huge fan of him, bro.
As are we here on the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. Big fans of RM3, big fans of Benny Dreams, big fans of Reese Cornfed Forest, big fans of Joel Bauman, and everything that's going on, man. I feel like everything's growing right now. It has yet to blossom, but I feel like when it blossoms, everything's going to blossom at the same time.
That's what we can hope for.
And that's exciting. I mean, it's something to look forward to. That being said, let's stay on the community a little bit, and let's talk about check 1 2. Let's talk about the community, like I said, but let's talk about last time you were on the podcast, you talked about a gym.
Yeah.
You talked about wanting to start a gym here in Falfurrias. I just want you to just reiterate your plans and what your idea is for the gym, and then I have a follow-up question for you.
Okay, no, with the gym, we're just trying to set it up and trying to get something for the community, like I said, to give the youth some place to go other than, you know, just to help them kind of stay out of trouble. And not only that, you can learn self-defense, you know, learn to take care of yourself, hopefully more of like a bully prevention. And if you are a bully, to show you shouldn't have to bully people. Because that's not what MMA is about. That's not what martial arts is about.
It's not what you're encouraging.
No, it's not. It's not something that I don't think it should be encouraged. You know, a lot of these kids watch Cobra Kai and all that stuff. But, you know, when it comes down to it, man, it's your self-discipline. And that's what I want to instill into this community, especially with the younger generation. And bringing, you know, showing that a violent sport like MMA and cage fighting, that it's actually not as violent as you think it is. Yeah, you're fighting somebody and you're, you know, they're trying to hurt you, you're trying to hurt them.
Yeah.
But it's in a controlled environment. You know, there's a ref, there's other things. Like, hopefully it prevents these kids from taking their anger out in the streets and, you know, stuff that goes with that.
For sure.
So I'm just looking to try to start that. I'm still looking, like I said.
Okay, so before I get to my follow-up question, you're looking for
A building. We're looking for a building. If anyone knows of a building that they want to rent or that's for rent, it's actually me and one other person for sure. I think maybe two. But me and Cody Jaime. Used to be Code Dog.
I don't know.
Okay, he was an old school rapper. Him and Reno B were like the originals from here in Fowl.
Oh, okay.
So
shout out Reno B as well.
Me and Cody have been looking for a building to try to start to bring some of that here. And right now we're basically looking for a building.
Okay. So guys, if anybody knows of an open building, Reese Cornfed Forest and a couple friends are looking to establish a MMA gym. So my follow-up question was going to be, what would you say to a parent whose kid comes home and says, I want to join the Cornfed gym? And that parent's concerned about, oh, it might be whatever negative perception they have of fighting or whatever. What do you say to that parent to put them at ease about what's going on there?
Most parents might have a negative perception, because I know when I first started, my parents did not want me to fight.
For sure.
And I didn't get into fighting to fight. I got into it just to, I guess, for betterment of my health. Betterment of my health and, you know, learning to defend myself better. I mean, I've always been able to fight. It's like, you know, you grow up and fail, you learn to fight. But the thing that I'm going to instill in the kids that come and the parents that have concern is, look, your child will know how to fight. They're going to know how to defend themselves. Mm-hmm. But they're also going to know when to walk away and when they have to defend themselves. If your child is put in a corner and somebody is planning on hurting them, hey, wouldn't you want your child to know how to defend themselves to get out of that spot?
Yeah.
Because everyone's got their own parenting methods. I'm a parent, you know. Do you really want your child to not be able to take care of themselves? Given any situation, as far as where fighting can get you out, I think it's better to, in that case, it's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. So that would be what I would tell the parents. Like, it's for the betterment of your child, but we're not going to just be teaching you, hey, you have to fight, you have to fight.
Yeah.
No, look, there's times to fight and there's times to walk away. Walking away is always going to be the best option, but if you can't walk away and someone's wanting to hurt you, I think it's best that you know how to defend yourself do what you have to do to get out of there.
So as a father, I'm a new father. And
congrats.
I appreciate it. Shout out Ian Phillip Signs. That's my baby boy. As a father, and both of us being fathers, what would you say, why is it important, and what is important that a young man learns how to defend himself and how to fight? Because again, we talk about young men on this podcast a lot, because that is really our focus mainly is the young men in the community and building strong men.
Well, the thing with me is it's not only going to be for young men, it's going to be for the young girls too, man.
Look at that.
And the reason it has to be like that is because as girls grow older,
talk about it,
who is more likely to assault a young woman, a young man, mm-hmm. or a man at all in general?
Yeah.
And statistically, I don't want a little girl or, you know, from our community to become a statistic when she graduates high school and goes to San Antonio or goes to Austin, goes to Houston, goes wherever she goes, and she becomes a statistic. I don't want that. And if we can teach our boys in this community that, hey, man, it's not okay to do, you know, to be fighting or to do, you know, this or whatever, to hit girls, especially, you know, it's not okay to hit girls. You teach men that at a young age where they can grow up and know, hey, this is wrong. And you teach the young girls how to defend themselves to get out of situations like that. Then I think we just have a bigger and brighter, better community. Because now we have kids that should know better. And pretty much can they can take care of themselves. That way the parents can be at ease when these kids end up going to college, going to these, you know. It's weird because how many people do you know use Uber?
A lot.
Do you know the driver?
Yeah, definitely not.
You see what I'm saying? Or a taxi cab or a Lyft driver. All these random people that are going to be giving your son or your daughter a ride, you know, whenever they move out of here.
And I wanna. Recently, I was talking to a nurse, actually from the University Hospital in San Antonio, and we talk about a lot of things. We talk about her job. We talk about we have talked about her job. We have talked about, you know, a multitude of subjects, and it's interesting because being a trauma nurse, you deal with a lot of things, you know. And talking about what we're talking about right now, this might get a little uncomfortable for people listening, but it's real. You know what I mean? You're talking about assault, you're talking about victims, stuff like that. We had a conversation where she said that in San Antonio alone, that they, or at her hospital alone, that they get a minimum of 200 grape cases a week. It says at least one of six women are a victim of sexual assault. And she said 90% of adult rape victims are female. So that being said, again, I talk about building strong men, building smart men, instilling self-control, you know, stuff like that. That is why we do the things that we do. And that is why I specifically target young men, is because young men are the men that are supposed to be protecting the women rather than hurting them. And in our generation nowadays, for some reason, women have turned into, you know, things that men are neglecting to protect in a lot of areas, and especially in my generation. And, you know, I notice it, I see it, and I want to do everything that I can to kind of push back on that. You know what I mean?
And that's exactly why I want to start the gym, because, I mean, let's face it, not every boy is going to get brought up with the right frame of mind.
Of course.
And I mean, it's our job if they're, I mean, sometimes, I mean, I hate saying this, but sometimes there's an absent father. Sometimes they don't have that role model to look up to. And, you know, if we had like the gym that I'm trying to open, it gives those people that don't have that someone to look up to, whether it's me, whether it's someone else in the class, you know, someone that you can perceive as an older brother and maybe even an older sister. But the thing is, where everyone is learning how to defend themselves and how to take care of themselves. And that when that happens, in turn, they take care of each other so that there's no bullying incidences when they're in school. Because I know, I mean, you've heard about all these things that go on in schools, bro, where people get bullied, they get picked on, and then they turn something into a final resolution, if you know what I mean.
Oh, okay.
And it's funny, bro, because there's a song that this just reminded me of. It's from a band called The Spill Canvas, and the name of the song is called Self-Conclusion, right?
Okay.
And there's this part that goes, we all flirt with the tiniest moments of self-conclusion in one simplified moment. The truth is, you're never supposed to act on it, no matter how unbearable this misery gets. So I know I've had some friends that have actually, this has happened to, you know, where they think it, and in one split moment, their life was ended. And it was their decision to do that. Because whether it was bullying, whether it was, you know, people that were picking on them, or whatever the case was. But I mean, that's something that's real near and dear to my heart, because I've actually lost friends this way. And I just think that if there was something for the kids, I mean, they have their high school functions, right? But it's separated, right? You have boys sports and you have girls sports. So if we at the gym get it where it's everyone together, hey, maybe one kid plays football and this other kid plays tennis, and they never see each other. They never talk to each other because they never get to know each other. I just think that in a gym like that, bro, like the gym that I'm with, you know, working with my coaches and working with the people that I know now, now that we've actually become part of SoTex, bro, I've never had such a warm reception, or a warmer reception, being inside of a gym with other people that are training to whoop you. But you know what? That makes you a better person, dude. So if we instilled something like that here in FAL, I think that the kids would respond in a better way to be taking care of each other and not breaking each other down.
And also showing respect.
Exactly. Because that's what martial arts is all about, man. It's a self-discipline that you learn to respect. Like, hey, you know, me and you may not always agree on the same things or agree on the same path, but hey, we agree to disagree. But hey, at the end of the day, we're still good.
Yep.
It's not like me and you are going to fight about it. Like, hey, we're good.
Yeah.
You may think one way, I may think one way.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, we're still boys.
Of course. Of course. And that being said, before we move off of that conversation to the final topic of the interview, I just want to read this out. This is www.nimh.nih.gov. This is the National Institute of Mental Health. This is suicide prevention. If you know someone in crisis, call or text the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline at 988. You can also contact the crisis text line. Text HELLO to 741-741. Both services provide 24-hour confidential support to anyone in suicidal crisis or emotional distress. Contact social media outlets directly if you are concerned about a friend's social media updates, or dial 911 in an emergency. Guys, I just wanted to put that out there in case anybody hears this, and, you know, just in case,
there's always something you can do, man. Just talk to somebody.
Just talk to somebody, guys. It, you know, whatever it is, it's like that saying, people would rather hear your problems than attend your funeral. So, that being said, that was a good conversation.
Yeah.
You know, this whole conversation has been very diverse.
Bro,
this is not just like, you know what I'm saying? So, the last thing I want to talk about, you know, lighten the mood a little bit. Let's put that away. Let's close this thing out on a good note. I want to talk about football. Because Reese Cornfed Forest.
For those of you that know me.
Hold on. You know what we do here. You know what this platform is, and you know what this podcast is. It's your second time. I let you go the first time. We didn't talk about it, but this is a Dallas Cowboys for Life podcast. This is Cowboys Nation, 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Nation. Your favorite team
is... I guess I'm out now.
Your favorite team is...
Hey, baby, New York Giants, baby.
Oh, my gosh. We should have never
went New York football Giants, baby. Okay,
let's talk about the New York Giants.
Let's do it.
Let's talk about Saquon Barkley.
Oh, he's been tearing it up. He had 198 yards the first week.
First week?
The first week he had 198 yards. Oh, yeah,
because he had, what, 162, like, rushing?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Bro, he went off.
What
they couldn't stop him. They just couldn't stop him.
Saquon was hurt for the last 2 years?
Last two years.
And everybody was like, riding him off. Saquon's done. I was like,
bro,
I don't know. He's healthy this year. He hasn't gotten hurt again.
Let's back up.
Okay.
The reason Saquon Barkley wasn't producing the numbers that he had these last 2 years, yes, he was hurt, but our offensive line with the Giants was horrible.
Are y'all up in y'all?
Horrible.
Really?
Bro, we just went out this last offseason with this new GM that we have, Joe Schwann or whatever his name is.
Okay.
With the new GM and the new head coach, Brian Daboll. Dude, they've actually restructured the offensive line.
Really?
Dude, we've got, I think out of the five offensive linemen, I think four of them are brand new. Yeah, because Andrew Thomas, I think, was the only returner. Everyone else got replaced.
Wow.
So, dude, our offensive line is looking really, really good.
Who do y'all got back there? Daniel Jones? Is he still doing it?
Yeah,
he's still out there?
Yeah.
You don't like him?
You
gave up on him? What are y'all going to do?
I don't like him.
What are y'all going to do? Sign a free agent quarterback?
Dude,
draft?
If it was me,
what would you
bro,
do?
Bro, you got a backup quarterback that's better than our starting quarterback.
Who's that?
Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah, that's true.
Bro, Tyrod Taylor's solid. A freaking gym.
Honestly,
and
you
got him
the
behind Daniel Jones? They need to stop that.
Daniel Jones
well,
is his contract
speaking
here,
of
right?
back, speaking of backup quarterbacks, didn't your backup quarterback just outplay your starting quarterback?
Hey, let's be real.
Dallas Cooper Cowboys fan?
Let's be real. Cooper Rush is
He just beat.
He could drive a school bus as good as anybody.
Hey, bro, he literally just beat the team that went to the Super Bowl last year. You do realize that, right?
I do realize that. And that's the thing. I don't even want to get into it.
What's the problem with the Cowboys? Why do they suck?
Well, okay. This is our year, Reese, okay?
Okay. So first of all, let me go ahead and I'm going to put this
and
out for
the
podcast.
We are America's team, okay? So
I'm going to put this out for the podcast. And here's how this would have gone. So if Cooper Rush had came out and lost, every single Cowboys fan would have been like, oh, he beat the backup quarterback. They beat the backup quarterback. I don't know what to tell you.
That
he was the backup
true.
Quarterback, but that's why they got beat. Now that he won, we're the greatest team in the world, and we beat them with a backup quarterback.
To be fair, we did.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, we did.
Hey,
but
you did.
It's not the first time Cooper Rush has stepped in and won a game.
But
do we have the best backup quarterback
but
in
the
league?
But the thing with the Cowboys fans that I just can't stand is it's always going to be one or the other.
It's our year this year.
Every year it's your year.
Hey, optimism, baby.
Bro, y'all are
That's
one
loyalty,
and one.
Baby. We're one. One and one?
Y'all are one
we're
and one.
We're one and one.
Hey,
that's right.
Yeah.
550%.
You're tied with the Commanders. You know who's at
okay.
You know who's at 1,000%?
Okay. We're not gonna act like Carson didn't just go crazy.
Yeah, but he's one and one. He lost. You know who's 2-0?
Who? The Eagles?
The Giants. The Eagles are on their way to 2-0 today.
Who did y'all play first 2 weeks?
That's
what I want to know, because we have a first place schedule, okay?
We
played Tom Brady week one.
Oh, my Lord. Tom Brady's not the same Tom Brady. His wife just left him, bro.
Shout out Tom Brady. He didn't deserve that from Reese Corfett.
Dude,
Forrest.
No. He's going through some stuff, man.
Y'all need to leave Tom alone. First of all, we had Tom Brady and the Buccaneers week one. And then we had Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, and the Bengals in week two. And we owned them. Did you see Micah Parsons?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see what he did? How many sacks did he have?
I don't watch the Cowboys. Bro.
I'm surprised.
I really don't.
I'm surprised. People that talk like you usually.
No, I'm a football fan.
Usually they watch the Cowboys more than their own team.
I'm a fan of good football. Yeah. I went
this
there.
This guy.
But
guys,
no, dude.
Let me
I mean,
see how close are we to that record.
Our first week, we beat the Tennessee Titans, bro.
We're actually 5 minutes away.
Oof, we're there.
We're actually 5 minutes away.
Well,
what
just,
do you say?
Let me get this off my chest.
Go ahead.
You wanted to talk about the Giants?
No, actually,
maybe?
I was about to cut this interview. This interview
our,
was coming.
Our first week, we beat the Tennessee Titans.
Shout out Coastal Card Game Shop. He's not going to be happy about that.
They got Derrick Henry, and we shut him down.
Yeah, but The Titans are broken.
Bro.
They're broken.
I know the Giants broke them, baby. What do you think?
Oh.
And then yesterday we beat the Carolina Panthers.
What changes did y'all make that all of a sudden y'all are like, or is it y'all's schedule? Easiest schedule in the league.
Wow.
Is it?
Wow.
I bet, right? Who'd y'all play week one?
The Titans, baby. The Titans made a playoff run last year.
Y'all played the Jags?
The Jag, no.
Who'd y'all play?
We played the Panthers. They're horrible, but
I was gonna
I'll take a W, bro.
I'll take a dub. Hey, honestly, guys, to all my Cowboys fans out there, to Dallas Cowboys Nation, I'm sorry, I don't have anything to come back with. Dak was terrible week one. Micah Parsons balled out. We won because of our defense, right?
Our defense
is gonna keep us in it. Our defense is gonna keep us in it through half the year. Dak's gonna come back. He's going to ring off some, mm-hmm. and then we're going to the Super Bowl.
I've heard that.
You know how that goes.
Every year since Dak
this has been. Our year.
Uh-huh.
This is our year.
Every Cowboys fan says that.
What do you think about Dak? What's your opinion on Dak? I mean,
overrated?
Granted, how overrated, though?
Bro, he's overrated.
Because you're biased, obviously.
I'm a
Giants fan.
I just told you I hate my quarterback.
That is true, I guess.
I'm not biased.
Talk about Dak Prescott, because I feel like... I feel like now people are starting to
You want my honest opinion on Dak Prescott? I think Tony Romo beats that dude any day of the week.
Tony Romo
was an amazing quarterback.
Yes, he was.
I hated playing Tony Romo. At least with Dak, the Giants have a chance to win, bro.
To be fair, Dak's owned y'all in his career.
Yeah, well, we've sucked the last, like, 10 years, bro.
Since
Jeremy Shockey left, bro. I was my favorite tight end in the entire league.
Y'all made it to the playoffs when Odell was there.
Yeah.
But then everybody went on a cruise one time and they're like...
Yeah, that kind of fucked us. But anyway.
Okay. Romo went to Cabo and we'll never forgive him for it.
Well, all I'm going to say...
And 2014, Dez caught it.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. Nope. Yes, he did.
Nope.
Yes, he did.
Nope.
Dez caught it.
Packers fans would not agree.
But let's be honest, if they went by the rules that are applicable today, he caught it.
Okay, so if we went by the rules that are applicable for a lot of things today, things would be wrong, wouldn't they?
All I gotta say, Reese, is you're lucky we are only 1 minute away from the record on this podcast.
I will take it.
So one more thing before you go. What is the outlook? What is the outlook of y'all's team?
The outlook. Huh?
What is the outlook of the New York Giants this year? What are fans expecting?
Bro, I'm just honestly, dude. I mean, I'm realistic.
We're hoping for the number one pick.
Well, all I'm gonna say, realistically, they're not gonna keep the momentum, bro. They've won two games against two teams that aren't very good. Like you said, the Titans are broken. The Panthers are horrible. We've been lucky the last 2 weeks. And I'm real about it.
Saquon's back though.
But I will say this. As long as we're winning games, you're not gonna hear a complaint from me. I just wanna go 500, bro. I just don't wanna finish dead last in the damn division.
Nah, I would take last if I get a top five pick.
Nah.
But the thing is, we live at 500. But let me be realistic about the Cowboys real quick, since you did give us a little realistic outlook about your team. Let me be realistic as best that I can. So, the Cowboys' outlook for this year, as I said, Cooper's not going to win very many games. He can drive the bus, but I mean, you know, the moment gets too big for him. He scored 17 points, and then they stopped, and like they caught up. And it was like, are they going to hold on to it? Then it came down to our kicker. That's usually what happens with the Cowboys. So it's going to be rocky. Like I said, Cooper might win us one more. He might win us two more. Dak Prescott's going to come in and he's going to ring off 8 in a row and we're going to the Super Bowl because it's our year. Okay. Let's go.
I had a feeling that was coming.
Guys,
every Cowboys fan every year.
Guys, thank you. We appreciate you guys. Reese, actually, before we leave, as you know, you've been on the podcast before. At the end of the podcast, I give the platform to whoever it is I'm interviewing. And you get to say whatever you want. You get to do whatever you want. Just let everybody know a little parting message, a little something that you want to say before you go.
Hey guys, yeah, I just want to say thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all. Hope y'all are still around. But yeah, if y'all aren't doing anything October 30th, just come on down to the Bird Ogden Arena. I'll be fighting Colton Herrera, representing FAO like I always do. And you know what? Just if y'all get some time, just, you know, send a shout out, send a message, whatever it is. Just hit me up. I got my Facebook and I got my fighter page on Facebook, Reese Cornfed Forest. Just check it out if you get a chance. So that's pretty much all I got. Go Giants.
Guys, also he forgot, but as we said earlier in the episode, t-shirts are going to be available. Sponsorships are available if anybody wants to get sponsorships in. What was I forgetting? I guess that's it.
I think that's it.
Guys, we wrapped it up. That is the end of the podcast. And it turns out,
I'm the champion.
It turns out that Reese Cornfed Forest, the 11th interview episode of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast interview episode series, we just broke the record for the longest podcast in Signs and Sports history.
I will take it and do not let anyone beat it.
Hey, if that were going to be the case, we might have had to go like 20 more minutes.
Hey, well, thank you for having me on, bro. I really appreciate it, man.
We appreciate having you on. We always appreciate your time. Thank you. You could be training right now. You could be doing other things with the family. You know what I mean? And you chose to be here and we held you up for long enough. We will now let you get back to your wife, to your kids.
I just want to go eat. I'm hungry, bro.
Go ahead and go eat. No cheesecake. Guys, thank you for tuning in. We will catch you guys on the next episode of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast interview episode series, the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast interview episode series on Spotify, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. Reese, you got anything else to say?
October 30th.
October 30th, baby. Bert Ogden Arena, Edinburgh, Texas. You guys be there. What time?
Not too sure. 12:30. Yeah, 12:30.
12:30. We'll see you guys there. Later.
Later.
The realest underground entertainment. T-R-U-E. Hashtag that. True. The realest underground entertainment. Your source for local music. Your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? T-R-U-E, the realest underground entertainment, Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, D-I-G, J-B, Chach with the heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the realest underground entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at The Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of The Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the newest, most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Rumble, the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, brand new to Rumble, 1 year in, and we have already made major, major, major strides. The 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, the People's Platform, America's Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to Designed I Gifted, all lowercase, no spaces, Designed I Gifted, on Rumble for the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. The one home of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast is rumble.com. And exclusively on www.dayonevibes.com, you can find every episode of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. Just 1 week after its drop date, you can find the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast on www.dayonevibes.com. You can find the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast by following Designed I Gifted, all lowercase letters, no capitals, on Rumble. The 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, the newest, most exciting sports entertainment platform on Rumble. Not just your podcast, America's platform and America's podcast. Do you feel like you could get to the next level of your craft? Do you feel like you own in your sport? Do you feel like you need to be represented, you need to be branded, you need to be marketed for? 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast would like to announce the Signs and Sports Marketing Agency. That is the arm of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, coming together with DayOneVibes.com, coming together with the Realest Underground Entertainment. Do you need a push? Do you need a media push? Do you need somebody who will have your back no matter what to make you feel like the superstar you are? Get with Signs and Sports Marketing Agency and find out how we could elevate you, how we could expose you to the next level of the sport that it is that you are pursuing, for the craft that it is that you are pursuing. The 3&D Signs and Sports Marketing Agency, coming soon, coming soon, coming soon. The 3&D Signs and Sports Marketing Agency, talent marketing, talent acquisition, talent branding, Signs in Sports Marketing Agency. Superstar producer Chach with the heat. You need beats, he's got the heat. Chach with the heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Find him at www.dayonevibes.com. Find him on YouTube. Find him on www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat. Affordable beats, bangers, bangers, bangers after bangers. Chach with the heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment is the one that you need. The one that you need. The one that you need. Any music artist, any genre, Chach with the heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Contact Chach with the heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook at Chach with the Heat, on YouTube at Chach with the Heat, on Day One Vibes in the store tab, and on Facebook at Mario Chavera, and again on BeatStars at www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat for all your music needs and all your music purposes. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music videos, anything you need, get at your boy Rye Low of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Rye Low. Get at your boy Rye Low at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at RyeLow361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe Shop, anything from the Realest Underground Entertainment, get at your boy Rylo of the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment.